Welcome to the ULM Forum. I'm Jay Curtis. In just a few minutes, we'll hear about the 2011 Sunbelt Conference Baseball Championship being played next week in Monroe. But first, as the academic year winds up with commencement at the University of Louisiana at Monroe tomorrow at Fant Ewing Coliseum, we take a few minutes to highlight student achievement. Senior Matt Street, graduating with a Bachelor of Arts degree in Spanish tomorrow, has been recognized by the National Collegiate Hispanic Honor Society. Matt joins me now, along with Dr. Ruth Smith, head of the Department of Foreign Languages here at ULM. Matt Street, Dr. Ruth Smith, welcome to the ULM Forum.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Matt, first tell us about the National Collegiate Hispanic Honor Society.
Well, Sigma Delta Pi is an honor society based out of South Carolina, I believe, and Charleston is where their main headquarters is. It originated when a group of Spanish students in English in United States decided to get together and have an award that celebrated the diligent work for people who are studying and dedicated to Hispanic studies and learning the languages. And since then, it has blossomed across the nation as a national accepted honor society for people studying Spanish.
It's Sigma Delta Pi.
Sigma Delta Pi, right.
And Dr. Smith, the Gabriela Mistral Award for Academic Achievements has to be nominated by a faculty member.
Correct.
What made you want to nominate Matt Street?
Well, the faculty were choosing their outstanding senior this year, and it was clear that Matt was going to be our choice, and we decided that, although we have several other ones too, but it was clear that he has done such a good job with Sigma Delta Pi as president and in working with a number of activities that Sigma Delta Pi is involved with that we felt as if we should nominate him. And we've had some winners in the past, but it's been a few years, and we just felt like he was very deserving.
We talked often on this program about the outreach the university does. One of those things is the Foreign Language Festival. And Matt, you and Matt worked closely together on that, too.
Matt has been an integral part for the last 2 years of the Festival of World Languages. And he's even been the person who's run the show from the stage and helped organize the quiz bowl for the kids and just taken part in a number of different parts of the festival.
And Matt, I know you also had the opportunity to do some traveling as an interpreter. So tell us kind of how that went together.
Yes, a local Methodist church contacted my wife because they knew that I spoke Spanish and invited me to go serve as a missionary on a kind of a extended weekend mission trip they do in Reynosa, Mexico, kind of like a medical mission. And I went the first time and translated back in September. I found out last minute, and it was awesome. I was able to, you know, really communicate with the people and kind of make the connections between the doctor and the patient in a very personable way. They invited me to go again in February. I went, and we did most of the same things. It's just really a great way to get out and help people that are wanting to help the Hispanic culture, help them be able to communicate in a real personable way.
Because these were medical missionaries too, right?
Yeah, they were part of the Methodist Church. They were all doctors, pharmacists, nurses, and the like.
Do you have any challenges with translating medical terminology?
I have had challenges translating medical terminology, not so much as far as where in the body hurts, but more in the actual prescription medications. And the people with whom we traveled were very diligent in having appropriate translations of the medications, so it never was anything that actually impeded communication or impeded us giving them the correct medication.
Your studies in Spanish also led you to not just the translating side, but also some of the research side. How did that work together? You worked on a project with political science department, too.
Yeah, that is correct, with Dr. John Sutherland. He was looking for someone that knew Spanish to research evacuation methods in the state of Louisiana to appropriately notify Hispanics in the case of an emergency. There was a big push towards emergency preparedness websites for each parish, and the research consisted of me collecting data in regard to Hispanic populations and then contrasting that with already formulated Hispanic versions from Miami or Corpus Christi, and I put all that together in a presentation that I presented at the research symposium last year.
Dr. Smith, I know you're excited to see Matt continuing his studies in Spanish, going to the University of South Carolina.
Correct, yes. He had several opportunities. He had several offers, but South Carolina was his first choice, and we recommended that school because it will help him further his goals either to continue in academia or to go into the workplace with international studies, et cetera, because they have a program that sends people abroad as interns. And so it'll be up to him to decide which direction he wants to go.
Matt Street is a senior in Spanish from Denham Springs, Louisiana. He'll be continuing at the University of South Carolina. He is the winner of the Gabriela Mistral Award from the National Collegiate Hispanic Honor Society, Sigma Delta Pi. Dr. Ruth Smith is the head of foreign languages at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Matt, we wish you the best in graduation and further studies. Thank you for being here.
Thanks, Jay. It's been a pleasure.
Dr. Smith, thanks for talking with
us. Thank you.
Baseball is known as America's national pastime. From kids in Little League just learning to catch and hit, to the electric atmosphere of the major leagues, baseball is as much a part of summer as warm weather and 4th of July barbecue. Next week, Northeast Louisiana has the chance to see some high-quality college baseball when the University of Louisiana at Monroe hosts the 2011 Sun Belt Conference Championship. Joining me now are ULM Athletic Director Bobby Staub and Assistant Athletic Director Phil Shaw. Phil is also the Tournament Director for next week's event. Gentlemen, welcome to the ULM Forum.
Glad to be here.
Thanks a lot.
Bobby, tell us a little bit, what went into getting the tournament here at ULM?
Well, every spring meeting that the Sun Belt hosts, there's a period of time when you bid on future championships. And this actually happened 3 years ago. They try to do 2-3 years out. We bid on the tournament as well as some other schools, and we were very fortunate that we were awarded the tournament.
My only frame of reference would be like when somebody bids on the Olympics, they've got to commit to have certain facilities to be able to do certain things. What are some of the requirements that are necessary for hosting?
Well, I mean, there's a whole checklist you have to go through with type of facility and seating capacity and the ability to put together a first-class event. And we went through all that and then had to do a little pro forma with revenues and expenses and that type of thing. And so we would submit that to the executive committee, and they go through all of that. And they also look at, have you hosted a championship in recent memory in that particular sport? Because they like to try to spread around if at all possible. We were one of, I think, two or three that bid on that championship, and we were fortunate to get it.
So after that award, what started going into the preparations?
Well, I mean, we've been working on it since that time. Now, I would be a little misleading if I said we worked on it in earnest right at that time. But really, this past year is when we really have drilled down on all the specifics. But we started planning a while back on facility enhancements and that type of thing that we want to do for the championship, just so it's done in a first-class fashion. So, you know, there's some facility things that we've done that have been in the planning stages for a couple of years now and have come into fruition for this tournament.
Anything that was on the list that might have gotten bumped up on priorities because of this coming?
I think so. You know, we're going to have a new scoreboard out there that's just gotten put up in just in the nick of time, and that's going to be very impressive. We've done some things with our actual playing surface, with locker rooms and that type of thing. The one good thing about what a championship does, it helps you enhance your facility. And so obviously we benefit from that after the championship is gone.
And certainly it's a good chance to be able to showcase not only your facility, but hopefully your program too.
There's no question about it. And you know, the Sun Belt is, you know, depending on the poll, is the 6th or 7th best league in the country. And so the quality of baseball is phenomenal. And, you know, I just want to encourage our community to come out, because there will be 8 teams here that are really, really good. And 3 or 4 may actually go to the postseason tournament in the NCAA.
Phil Shaw, when this first landed on your desk, what was your first thought?
What has Bobby done? No, I was really excited, Jay, I'll be honest, because in most people's mind, baseball is a premier sport, especially in our part of the country in the Southeast, and hosting an event like this is definitely going to be a feather in our cap. I mean, a lot of people had high expectations for us, and I think we're going to come through and meet those and exceed them in some capacity.
So as tournament director, what were some of the first preparations that you started making for putting this whole thing together?
We started meeting as a group on a first every couple of weeks, just to kind of get our thoughts together. And the main thing that we put a lot of thought thought process in was family night. That's going to be on Tuesday, and kind of what we wanted to take place, how we could make the tournament special to Monroe, and what we could bring to the table in conjunction with what the conference has already have already been doing in the past.
Well, let's talk about the conference then. Everything kicks off really on Tuesday night.
That's correct. We have family night. It's free to the public. We're just asking that everybody come out and support the tournament, show the Sun Belt Conference that Monroe can support conference championships, and come out and support the teams that are in it. Those student-athletes have worked hard all year to get to this point, and so we want to make sure they have an enjoyable experience here in Monroe. The gates will open for that at 6:45 on Tuesday. We'll have an award ceremony that is put on by the conference where they go through not only athletic achievements but academic achievements of the student athletes as well to give out those awards. That'll be followed by we went out and we have spoke to the local youth league organizations, both baseball and softball, and have invited those teams to come out and take part in a parade of teams before the Home Run Derby. Where they'll walk out on the field, they'll get to intermingle with the players, get autographs, that kind of stuff, hang out on the apron of the field during the Home Run Derby and kind of experience that. I know as having a 9-year-old son, I know my little boy is looking forward to it. I mean, he's really excited. Then after that, we'll have a Home Run Derby. It'll be ran very much similar to what you see in Major League Baseball. We'll have 8 participants. There'll be 2 rounds, and whoever hits the most, you know, we'll go from there. And that's always a lot of fun as those guys get up there and show what power they have. And then after that, roughly around 8:30, we'll end the night with a fireworks show and everything. So we're really hoping for a big turnout and looking for a lot of fun on that Tuesday night.
And then games start out on Wednesday and run through Saturday.
Well, games, it's the format of the tournament is actually different this year. It's going to a pool play format, which is like what they do in the College World Series. You'll have 2 divisions, 4 teams in each side. They'll play pool play, round robin pool play, and then the one that has the best record out of their pool, they'll come together and play in the championship game on Sunday. Those games on Wednesday through Saturday will be at 11, 3, and 7, with the championship game on Sunday being at 1:00.
So why should somebody want to be able to come out to in any of those games throughout the week? Why is this a good week of baseball?
Well, as Bobby said, you know, our conference is pretty strong in baseball, being the 6th, 7th best conference in the country. So you're going to get to see some top-notch baseball. It's also a great family atmosphere. You can bring your kids out. And the way our park is situated, we have a lot going on at the park. So kids of all ages can come out, have fun, and just enjoy a day at the park. The other thing is we want to make sure that, like I said earlier, that Monroe supports this championship and to show the conference that, hey, ULM is a great school, it's a great community, and we want to showcase that to as many people as we can.
And you have ticket prices that are either for the entire tournament or for there are other packages.
That's exactly right. Our reserve tournament book is $75. That includes tickets to all 13 games. And then we have a 6-pack, which is basically 6 tickets good to any game that you choose. Those are going at $50. And then we have our single session or our single game tickets that we have reserved general admission, as well as the Sun Belt Conference students and ULM students with their ID get in for free, and then kids 2 and under get in free as well.
Bobby Staub, what can having a conference like this do for the visibility of ULM within the Sun Belt Conference?
Well, I think it shows commitment, and I think that's really important. I think it sends a signal to our league. I think it looks like we're an active participant in the league. You know, I think when we have an opportunity to host a championship, it's something that we need to look hard at doing. It exposes student-athletes from all over the Southeast to our campus as well. So I think it's a really good thing. I think it really gets our name out there in the community and that we're hosting a championship and kind of elevates the exposure of that event. So I think it's a really good thing. I don't know when this is our 3rd championship we've hosted in the Sun Belt. We've hosted tennis and cross country before, and now baseball. I think as we look down the line, you know, there'll probably be another one we'll look at bringing in as well, but it'll probably be another 2 or 3 years. So, but we'll look at it this spring and see if what else we'll want to take on.
Bobby Staub is the athletic director here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Phil Shaw is the assistant athletic director and tournament director for the Sunbelt Conference Championship going on next week starting on Tuesday. Gentlemen, thanks both for being here.
Thanks, Jay.
Thanks a lot, Jay.
Comments or questions about the show can be emailed to woodard@ulm.edu. Podcasts of the ULM Forum are available online at kedm.org in the listening room.